Creative orchestra music. Hey, there was a solo button down. It's a new board. It's all right, because just when I get comfortable with this board, another board's going to be brought in. It's all right. That was Creative Orchestra Music, Cologne, 1978. First release, Had Art, 1992. Composition 55. It's a triangle with two curved sides, the title. The point is in the middle. The hypotenuse is a line parallel to the ground with two little legs shooting out from it. But the curves going into the point are equal size, and they both bend inwards towards the hypotenuse, so it's kind of springy. It looks like it could jump up. Tons of great people on this disc: Marilyn Crispell, Bobby Naughton, John Lindberg, Bob Ostertag, and his toy shop, Dwight. I mean, listen to this. Reed section, well, it's flutes too. J.D. Paran, Vinnie Golia, Ned Rothenberg, Dwight Andrew, Marty Ehrlich. Fantastic stuff. Two disc Had Art release. Before that, Concert for the Comet, Kuhutek, Sun Ra. We heard Astro Black, variations on Kuhutek themes, and the Journey to the Outer Darkness. Had to get some electronic Sun Ra in there, this being our final Blutopia session. Let's get into more music before we gotta go. Which one are we gonna do first, Dwight? Should we do Octoclock Rock or Octoclock Rock first? 1971, Duke Ellington. Hit it, boom. We're not going to go out like that. Hit the bottom one. Thank you. Ouch. CD player number 2 has been beautiful all night, but it rejected Angels and Demons at Play. But the good thing for you is that you're not going to have it rejected. And I'll tell you that after the first time I did this show, I played a couple of tracks off this album. And I came home and I listened to the whole thing repeatedly. And I decided that on my tombstone, I wanted it to be written, Angels and Demons. Andrew Choate, Angels and Demons at Play. Thanks for unwrinkling. Now let's culp it.